a lot of their children started coming down with encephalitis. So it was kind of a typical example of how humans move into certain habitats. They encounter these natural cycles and out pops a brand new disease. And indeed, La Crosse encephalitis was a new disease. We've got some good indications that the virus is perturbing the ability of the mosquito cells to kill themselves. Cells have the ability to kill themselves, program cell death. And many cells that are infected with viruses actually kill themselves. It's sort of a neighborhood watch thing where they protect the rest of the organism once a virus is in there. These are major human and animal pathogens, and we still don't know how these diseases in the United States are maintained during the winter season. Dengue and dengue hemorrhagic fever shock syndrome certainly are major, major public health problems. Most of the countries of the Western Hemisphere did a very, very nice job on controlling Aedes aegypti, and if they didn't eradicate it, they at least knocked it down to a very low population, so its ability to transmit dengue wasn't very great. Well, as many times as this happens in public health, that was successful, and Aedes aegypti was pretty much under control. So if you're in a country with limited resources for public health, you obviously take them away. You put them somewhere else where there's another emerging need. Dengue is pretty much a muscle aches, fever. But what is scaring everybody is dengue hemorrhagic fever. And this is a very life-threatening disease with hemorrhage and shock and so forth. We now know also that mosquitoes traffic around the world in tires. Mm. See, these mosquitoes lay their eggs, and they set there, and they wait then for that container to be flooded. So Aedes albopictus off in Japan, later, some Aedes albopictus laid their eggs in old tires. They were shipped, presumably, to Houston, and the tiger mosquito emerged and has covered half the eastern part of the country now. The other logical thing you would do is develop a vaccine. But because of this business that I mentioned of immune enhancement, you have to have a vaccine that immunizes for all four serotypes at the same time. So it's been very problematic to get a good vaccine, and a lot of very good people are working on novel ways to do this. But point in fact is there's no good vaccine for this disease, and there's no good vaccine for the other major mosquito-borne disease, malaria. There have been lots of efforts at genetic control, of putting in more resistant vectors and so forth, maybe substituting them for another population. There's a lot of research and thinking in this area. And obviously, there are enormous problems associated with these, both in terms of the biology of the transmission cycle and biopolitical problems are things that need to be overcome. But, you know, I think that indeed we have lost the battle with mosquitoes in many ways. It's pretty remarkable. You know, they can get into the wheel wells, et cetera, on planes or even in the cabin, and they get whisked around the world, and if they're infected with the malaria parasite, they can establish these or cause infections around the area. We tend to think of magic bullets all the time, and I think personally that mosquitoes and ticks and other vectors are much too clever for a simple magic bullet. Parasites not only have developed a way to get around in the arthropods, but the arthropod helps ensure their infection and replication and successful cycle maintenance. When you think about an arbovirus, an arthropod-borne virus, you have a genome of about 10,000 nucleotides. Yet that virus genome has to infect and replicate in mosquitoes. It has to infect and replicate in vertebrate hosts, phylogenetically about as diverse as you can get. So we try to figure out, can we somehow stop that? Can we develop unique immunization strategies, et cetera? So, you know, you always hope in research, there's always the downstream thought that basic research on these things is going to reveal a new opportunity or a new pathway to perhaps control.